Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Choose to not believe my family at your own risk, at your own peril. Choose not to believe what it is that the Lord is doing this morning. Good morning, my wonderful family. What a time of praise and worship. South Africa, your door is open. It is open to new and greater possibilities. And I want to believe today that the Lord is just lifting up his mercy, you know, through the church. Because as a loveless church, we are subjects of removal. And yet because of his new mercies that are made new every morning, my family, he has called us as the church to repent. And I truly want to believe that this is the highest restoration we could ever desire, that we be found in the presence of those who are acknowledged by God, in the presence of those who are acknowledged in the book of life, that whose names are written in the palm and in the hand of our God. And so this morning, rejoice again, I say, rejoice to you, my wonderful family. Sila Pangoku, 35 minutes after 5 is your time. And in case you're joining us this morning and you just want to call, let me let you know, my family, we are pre-recorded because we've got some renovations happening in the studio. And so we're pre-recorded this morning, but we're definitely back with you next week, next week Sunday. And, you know, back in a bigger, better, beautiful studio. You know, maybe some of us will even start taking, what do you call these things? Going live on Facebook. Maybe. What a joy. What a joy it is, my family, to be called a child of God. Oh, my God, Jehovah. Ah, Nkosi, makhona makoti, kodwa khona lo makoti uyiwani, khona lo makoti ukwazi uhlala linde, ukwazi uhlala emendweni, umakoti kaJehova ibandla lika Yesu Kristu umzimba kaYesu Kristu. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We are just going to read it this morning, my family. It is my conviction, you know, that there are some teachings and lessons that we need as we continue, by the way, in a time of prayer, and as you continue to share access portals to your friends and family for Radio Pulpit, DSTV channel 882, otherwise the mobile app, otherwise radiopulpit.co.za. This is now Paul's charge to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. So you, my son, be strong, constantly strengthened and empowered in the grace that is to be found only in Jesus Christ. And so, you know, I just want to encourage all of us, my family, as we go into this reading, because we are just going to read the word of God. Let's understand that instruction purges, you know, the soul. Instruction is able to build us up in our innermost being. And so every time we receive instruction, we need to come to the word of God with an openness. Number one, to hear from God. Number two, to be rebuked by God. Number three, to be edified by God. Number four, to be challenged into places that we have never really been into. And so this morning, it is my prayer that as we come in here, that we understand that after the Lord is restoring his body, his bride, to a position of love, that position where he can be found, that position that he can testify to, that position that is going to open up, break open the testimony of the church into the world. You know, my family, we are at a time when all we need to do is solidify our testimony, purify our testimony. Let those who testify about the gospel testify about nothing else, boast about nothing else but the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, who died, who came, walked the earth, died, and was crucified, buried, and was resurrected, and is now seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I, our highest priest, mediating this covenant between God and man. There is no other gospel beyond that. It does not need thrills my family. It just needs for us to believe and to break forth that witness. So as the church, the Lord is restoring the witness of the bride, the witness of the body, the pure witness of Christ, the witness that causes that he be lifted up so that he can draw all men back to him. And so this morning I want us to be encouraged that as we receive these words, my family, we are receiving encouragement this morning so that our witness, the microphone of the church, the mountain of the church can be raised higher above every other mountain. Verse 2, the things, the doctrine, the precepts, the admonitions, the sum of my ministry, which you have heard me teach in the presence of many witnesses, and trust as a treasure to reliable and faithful men who will also be capable and qualified to teach others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, take with me your share of hardship, passing through difficulties which you are called to endure, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service gets entangled in the ordinary business and affairs of civilian life. Hallelujah. He avoids them so that he may please the one who enlisted him to serve. And if anyone competes as an athlete in competitive games, he is not crowned with the wreath of victory unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer who labors to produce crops ought to be the first to receive his share of crops. Verse 7, think over the things that I am saying, grasp their application, for the Lord will grant you insight and understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, the ever-living Lord, who has risen from the dead as the prophesied king, descendant from David, king of Israel, according to my gospel, the good news that I preach. For that gospel I am suffering, even to the point of wearing chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained or imprisoned. Hallelujah. Verse 10, for this reason I am ready to patiently endure all things for the sake of those who are the elect, God's chosen ones, so that they too may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it the reward of eternal glory. This is the faithful saying. This is a faithful and trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, true to his word and his righteous character. For he cannot deny himself. Remind the people of these facts. Solemnly charge them in the presence of God to avoid petty controversy over words, which does no good and upsets and undermines and ruins the faith of those who listen. However, verse 15, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of God, the word of truth. The glory be to Jesus. Askesilalele igwicho lemvuselelo. Nansi Tswane Gospel Choir kabe sithi ke bona ifikile imvuselelo. Let's praise him here on Radio Pulpit. Good morning and welcome. That was a reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 15.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.